Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Bengals, your daily Cincinnati Bengals podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. So much to get to, so much to talk about. It all starts on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at James Erpine. In this podcast, you're going to hear from Carlos Dansby on so much, including Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor, the linebacker struggles, and much more. I caught up with Tyler Boyd to talk about the catch that wasn't a catch, the rule, the NFL, and all of that. Plus, Vontaze Burfict doesn't like what I said about him. You're going to hear what Vontaze Burfict had to say when he interrupted my interview with Carlos Dansby, all in the next 15 minutes. Follow me on Twitter at James Erpine, and be sure to subscribe to the Locked On Bengals podcast. It's pretty easy. iTunes, audioboom.com. You can download the Audio Boom app if you don't have it. If you have Android, subscribe to it. We're growing. Let everybody know that's into the Bengals about Locked On Bengals. Subscribe, listen, share. It's all appreciated. And before you hear from Carlos Dansby, and then we'll get to how Vontaze Burfict interrupted me, got to tell you about my friends at SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the football games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays, and with SeatGeek, you can be there. You can be there on Sunday when the Bengals take on Buffalo. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, get tickets anytime. And the best thing is you're going to get the best deal on every ticket. They price compare by searching multiple ticket sites, and you're going to get the most bang for your buck because every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats, and you can snag the underpriced ones. Plus, every ticket is 100% guaranteed. And since you're one of my listeners, here's a little perk of it. Being a listener of Locked On Bengals, you're going to get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. So go download the SeatGeek app right now on your phone to get the $20 rebate. You're going to go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, add promo code LO Bengals. SeatGeek is going to send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. It's simple. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LO Bengals. Locked On Bengals, that's LO Bengals. Today. And I promised that you were going to hear from Vontaze Burfict, and he interrupts the interview with Carlos Dansby. You're going to hear the interruption, but first, here's my one-on-one interview with Bengals linebacker Carlos Dansby.
Carlos, definitely not what you expected on Monday night, I assume. What has this team got to do now, looking ahead to Buffalo this week, a short week, and perform well at home?
I mean, we got to stop the run, definitely, man. These guys run the ball exceptionally well. They got a lot of different formations, a lot of different guys touching the ball, a lot of different playmakers. So we got to be sound. We got to be technique sound, and we have to play fast.
How good is LeSean McCoy on tape? He's obviously a big name, but is he as advertised?
Oh, man, as advertised ain't the word. You can't even put that next to him, man. You know, he's exceptional. He's one of the best running backs in the game. And like I said, he's putting it on film, too. You know, and like I said, he's making plays for the offense and keeping their offense on the field by making big plays and getting first downs.
Being a leader, definitely a veteran in this linebacker room, what's the mood going into this week? Because
we have to put it all together, man. We have spurts and flashes, but we have to just put it all together and be consistent. That's what we putting emphasis on, man. Just being consistent and making sure we doing our part, man, and playing at the level that we our expectations, and making the plays, being opportunistic when we have opportunities.
You've been in this league a long time. You've been on good teams. You've been on bad teams. At this point, is it a put up or shut up type thing? Either you make a run now, or with 7 games to go.
Yeah, the margin for error is over with. We already lost that. We gave that up. You know what I'm saying? So we can't have no more errors. We got to be perfect, man. And I think a lot of guys You know what I'm saying? Their upbringing, not only just their upbringing, but the things they had to be able to endure to get to this point, then primed us ready for this moment. So, like you said, it's a time for us to really show what we have, you know what I'm saying, our character. And we got a lot of high-character guys in this room and in this building. So not only in on the player side, but on the coaching side as well. So we have to do this collectively as a unit and be and make this thing happen, you know what I'm saying, because it can easily, you know, you can catch fire. And that's what we have to do right now, is just catch fire.
Outside of this locker room, people say, and I know fans say, that, oh, well, the division, it's still well in hand despite them losing it. Does that, the math of that, give you hope? Do you take that into consideration at all?
I mean, that's the truth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's the truth of the matter, man. So that's why I'm saying, like, we've been primed for this moment, man. All the adversity we have been through as men, you know what I'm saying, individually, has primed us for this moment to do it collectively. And that's what we have to have, that kind of mindset, day in and day out, hour after hour, meeting after meeting, and we have to work together in order to accomplish our destiny.
Is it fair to say that teams, I don't know if they try to target or isolate the linebacker position? Are you seeing that, or are they doing that?
Oh man, that's music. I had never heard that, but I'm not sure. I hope so, man. Shit, we give us some opportunities, man. You know what I'm saying, to make a lot of plays, man. I hope they try and isolate us and get it and see what we can do. But I think we up for that challenge as a group. You know what I'm saying, as a linebacker core.
What have you seen from Tyrod Taylor on tape?
Man, he able to do it all, man. The kid can throw the ball, throw it far, put it on the money, and he's able to run the zone read and all that stuff too as well. He's definitely a problem, man. We're gonna have to be on our P's and Q's and make sure we have each other back out there.
Carlos, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck Sunday.
No problem, brother. Thanks.
Carlos Dansby, always a pro's pro. Heck, he even acknowledged my question of, hey, our defense is targeting you. And I know I didn't make it that simple, but it's pretty much what I asked. And yeah, he answered. So look, I don't know if you heard, but mid-interview there, and I edited it because that is the interview. That's what I wanted. But at one point, Vontaze Burfict came up, had something to say. Here's the interview. Here's the portion of the interview you didn't hear. And linebacker Vontaze Burfict coming up to me in the middle of an interview in the middle of the Bengals locker room. Here it is. Myself, you'll hear myself and Carlos Dansby, and then Vontaze Burfict come up. Listen closely, because he talks to us multiple times before Dansby stops talking. And then, this happened.
What have you seen from Tyrod Taylor on tape?
Man, he able to do it all, man. The kid can throw the ball, throw it far, put it on the money, and he's able to run the zone read and all that stuff too as well.
You doing with the little radio show?
Huh?
You went with the radio show?
What's
your radio show name?
ESPN 1530. I work for him.
Keep my name out your mouth, man. You ain't saying the right. You hear me? I'm recording that.
Okay.
So whatever, you could call me a punk. You could say I didn't confront him. Whatever. Blah 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 blah. And I know that's gonna happen. Bottom line is, whatever I said, if I said it, if it was me. Because obviously I work at ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati and 700 WLW. I also do this. Was it me? Was it not? I don't know, because he didn't know, one, who I was, two, what I said. So I'm not sure. So he said keep his name out of my mouth. Vontaze Burfict, Vontaze Burfict, Vontaze Burfict, Vontaze Burfict. Anyways, let's continue because I'm done being a child. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. I appreciate you listening. You get exclusive content and audio here that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And I appreciate you subscribing, sharing, everything that you're doing. We're growing. It's great. And you're a big reason why. Follow me on Twitter at James Erpine. So earlier today, I also caught up with rookie wide receiver Tyler Boyd. And Tyler was involved in a pretty controversial, pretty big play on Sunday. The touchdown that wasn't a touchdown that ended up not being a catch. And while the rule in the NFL, I understand that that isn't a catch, I think the rule is stupid. So I asked Tyler about that and a lot of other things. Here's my one-on-one with Bengals wide receiver Tyler Boyd.
Tyler, when you went back and watched that play, did it feel like a catch to you? Because it's been talked about a lot.
Well, it definitely felt like a catch to me. Caught it, secured it. But once I got hit, started to bobble it a little bit. I still feel like I kind of secured it when I stretched out. I feel like I still had control of it. Then once I hit the ground, then that's when it muffed away, you know. So if in doubt, you know, I believe I just think it should have been called down at the 1-yard line at least. you know, because I know I secured it. But can't do nothing to change it, so we have to keep playing.
Yeah, and I think the rule is if you fall, you have to keep it, maintain possession. Yeah. My issue isn't necessarily with the call, it's with the rule. Because to me, you caught it, secured it, tucked it, you're running. That's a catch in every other league, I feel like, besides this one.
Right. You know, the NFL, I got different changes, you know. But I can't do nothing about it. Just apply to it and just come back stronger and make sure that next time secure it as tightly as possible and don't let it come down to any controversies.
Is it encouraging that you were that close to getting your first NFL touchdown?
I was so overwhelmed, so geeked, so excited, you know, because I knew once I seen the ball in the air, I knew I was scoring. So I'm in here. But once I felt the hit come, like I knew the hit was going to come, so I wanted to extend to make sure. I wanted to make sure that I had it, you know. So just that little thing messed up my chances of finally touching the end zone, but I'm going to get in there again before the season's over for sure.
And you got the Bills this week. What have you seen from them, their defense, and the challenges that they give you guys on offense?
So far, we just started game planning them. A little later, we're going to watch what they do on defense a little bit. We just went over our installation, you know, game planning, those guys. You know, but as it looks of it, their secondary doesn't look like their best unit over there. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe their up front is what's making them so good. Or making them make a lot of plays out there, you know. So just that pressure coming in is what's giving their guys confidence and to play cover zero and stuff like that, you know. So we got to do a great job of blocking and just doing our jobs as a unit.
Is there any pressure on this offense with you have Tyler Eifert back, AJ Green? It's pretty much the offense that we expected to see at the beginning of the season. Everyone's here and putting up just 20. On Monday night, is that something that has been a theme or talked about in the locker room?
Nothing has been discussed between any of the players or anything like that, because we all know we need to score points, and we had all the guys that it takes to control the clock and control the game. You know, we got like the top guys on offense and vice versa on defense. You know, we just got to do a great job of just keeping our game plan down locked, you know, and executing every play by play, and just win the fourth quarter.
Is there one thing that you think you need to do? You got 7 games left in your rookie year. Is it blocking or running routes better? Is there anything that you see in your game that could change, that could improve?
Just definitely my all-around game. You know, everything I do, I wanted to make sure I stay on top of it. You know, just blocking, route running, securing the football for sure. You know, just make sure I'm doing my job right, so there's no pointing the fingers, things like that. You know, we're a team. It's really none of that going on anyway, you know, but I just don't want to be the guy that stands out on film.
3-5-1 on the year. Still mathematically alive if you make a run here to get to the playoffs. What do you think the team's mindset focus is heading into this week against the Bills?
Everybody know we still have a chance and opportunity to make the playoffs. Because we still haven't played no conference games, so we just played 2. We won in 1 conference, so we all know that the conference is still open for anybody to take, you know. And then we believe we're the best team to do that, you know. Regardless of our schedule, you know, we can still make a huge run. You know, we could have the worst record in the NFL heading into the playoffs, but that don't mean we can't get to the Super Bowl with that record, you know. So we just got to continue to just keep fighting and keep pushing each other, and like I said, just do our assignments every play, and we'll be good.
Tyler, I appreciate the time. Good luck Sunday.
Thank you.
I've gotten a lot of talk, and what would you say? Well, I mean, you can go back. You can go back on my blog, 700WLW.com. Obviously here, the most recent thing I said about Vontaze Burfict was right here. And I said Vontaze Burfict's performance hasn't been worth the headache. He what he's brought to the field wasn't and isn't worth what he's done off of it or the penalties, stuff like that. But I will say he played well on Monday night. I think so, and it's not me, you know, backing off my stance. He's been bad all season. He's been out of shape all season. Looked better Monday night. Struggled on 3rd and 6, a crucial 3rd and 6. Should have made a tackle, didn't. But ultimately, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to put it very frank and honest and candid. I don't like or dislike anyone in the Bengals locker room. Even though Vontaze Burfict did that, I don't care. He's defending himself. I wish he would have told me what I said, so I could maybe respond, because I have no idea what the hell he was talking about. He didn't. But if any player ever wants to come up to me, especially when I'm not in the middle of an interview, and discuss what I say on here or on the radio or elsewhere, I am 100% available for that. They can call me. I'm obviously on Twitter. If you guys find me, guess who else could find me? Bengals players. So he could be dramatic and do that and come up in the middle of an interview, or he could come, call me. He could do whatever he needs to do to get a hold of me, walk straight up to me in the Bengals locker room the other 30 minutes when I wasn't in the middle of an interview, because I was standing there when I wasn't doing interviews. Plenty of time where he could have came up, decided to interrupt an interview. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I call it like it is. Vontaze Burfict has been bad this season. He played well on Monday. It's that simple. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Your 3-5-1 Bengals play the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. If you're trying to go to the game, you need seats. Download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab. Add a promo code LOBENGALS. You're going to get a $20 rebate. And you could watch the Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium. Guys, go do it. LOBENGALS is the promo code. Tomorrow, you're going to hear from Carlos Dunlap and Andrew Whitworth on the team's struggles, on Tyrod Taylor, LeSean McCoy, and so much more. Audio you're only getting here. The Locked On Bengals podcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Subscribe, audioboom.com. And until tomorrow, by the way, Joe Goodberry, he's joining me on Friday to preview the matchup. So until tomorrow, when you're going to hear from Dunlap, hear from Whitworth, I appreciate you listening. I'm James Rapine. This has been the Locked On Bengals podcast.